Okay, we've all heard stories about how the internet is supposed to revolutionize commerce, spread democracy, bring people together. But there are times when the technology accidentally takes you into uncharted territory. For NPR's David Kestenbaum, that territory seemed to be just a short distance away from the Twilight Zone.
One evening, I'm sitting in my living room, totally minding my own business. I'm listening to music on the computer using this program, iTunes. You know, I have all my favorite music there. I've downloaded some TV shows. Frankly, I'm a little bored. I'm wishing I had some new music to listen to. And this strange thing happens. You know, my music's all in a little folder on the computer, and right next to my folder pops up a new folder that I've never seen before. And it says, Anna's Music. And I think, Anna's Music? Who's Anna? And I click on it and I open it up. And the weird thing is, it's me. Like, everything I have, she has. I have Beck, she has Beck. I saw her, yeah, I saw her with the black tongue tied, wearing roses. I have Beth Orton, she has Beth Orton. I have the white stripes, she has the white stripes. I'm thinking about my doorbell. And then I go into downloaded TV shows, and she has Lost there, and it's the only thing she's downloaded, and that's the only thing I've downloaded.
Who is this? Hello?
So I go to iTunes to try and figure out what's going on, and I go into the help menu, and there's an entry for shared music. And it said, the shared music feature is for when you have music on one computer in one room and you want to play it off a second computer in a different room. And I'm thinking, what other computer in another room? I think I literally like looked over my shoulder because I'm the only person in the house. And so I'm pretty freaked out. And so I call my wife.
And I was at work. And I remembered that I had taken down our firewall for our wireless internet, which would mean anybody nearby with a wireless card could easily use our internet. So that's what I thought was going on.
So I realized this is not someone out on the internet. This is someone in the neighborhood. So I calmed down a little bit, and I listened to the music, and it's great. I mean, she's like a cooler version of me. It's like the best radio station ever. I thought, she's going to be my new best friend. I have a new best friend in the neighborhood. This is what the internet is for. And so I decide I really want to meet this person, except that I have no way to get in touch with her. Until I click on one song, and her email address pops up. So now I do have a way to get in touch with her. So I type her an email that says, in essence, I'm not a stalker, but this weird thing just happened and your music popped up on my computer and it's really great and maybe my wife and I should have you over for dinner sometime. I mentioned my wife, you know. I mean, it's a little weird, but she's stealing our internet. You know, I'm trying to be nice. Anyway, I'm getting ready to turn the lights out and go to bed. When through the wall of my apartment, I hear this song. And it's a song that I know I have on my computer. And I think, oh my gosh, she's not someone like out there in the internet. She's not someone just in the neighborhood. She's right through the wall there. She's right behind the chest of drawers. So this is really awkward. So I go to bed, and the next day I'm expecting to have an email from her, except that I don't get one. No expression, no expression. And in fact, weeks go by, and months. And I think about it periodically, and I can't understand why she didn't email me back. I just can't understand it. At some point, my wife goes out of our apartment and goes to look at the names on the doorbells in the neighborhood. So she comes back in and she says, there is an Anna in the neighborhood, but she doesn't live behind the chest of drawers. She lives on the other side behind the mirror. So now I know where she lives. And I think about it and I get up the courage and I go over there and I ring the doorbell.
Hello?
Hi, Anna. My name is David. I live next door.
Yeah.
Yes, I sent you an email.
Okay. Actually, hold on. I'll be right out.
Okay. And she comes out, doesn't invite me in, closes the door. We stand there in the vestibule, and it's one of those, like, arms crossed conversations where you're friendly, sort of, I know you, but I don't really know you kind of conversations. And it turns out she was sort of freaked out by the email.
I didn't trust it necessarily. I wanted to, but I didn't. I told my friend about it, and she was like, don't write him back. He already had my email address, so I was like, this guy could come to my house, and he did.
It was really awkward. I felt terrible afterwards. I went home, and my wife just laughed at me.
You felt like this is somebody who was your musical soulmate and was going to sort of instantly be your best friend. Maybe I was a little jealous of her, and I was a little gleeful that you got rejected by her.
Like, part of me wants to blame the internet for creating this awkward social situation that there's no established etiquette for.
Don't you think awkward social situations have long predated the internet?
In other words, it's not like the internet has made us stalkers. We already were stalkers.
Yeah. It's just a new kind of awkward.
The end of the story is that we've basically crawled back in our cave. We put the firewall back up so no one can use our wireless internet. And she hasn't come over for dinner. I'm still sad about it.
Faith pours from your walls, drowning your calls. I've tried to hear you're not near.
Well, we're not sad to hear the story from NPR's David Kestenbaum. New music websites customize playlists based on what listeners like to hear, and you can sample some of them at NPR.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
I saw your face shining my way, pure timing.